We're getting into the Christmas season, and it does feel like we're getting less and less cards each year. And a survey has just come out, that's probably the case, with less than half of the nation giving handwritten cards for Christmas each year. Now, to give us a bit more information on maybe why we should change these trends, we are joined by the CEO and director of the greeting card and gift packaging company, Henderson Greetings, Yulanid Stevenson. Yulanid, why should we be sending Christmas cards?
Oh gosh, there's plenty of reasons, and but I will start with some of the research results that we found through the Australia Post research that they conducted earlier in the year. Basically, two-thirds of the respondents in the research really talked about how they felt more loved and appreciated when they were sent a card rather than a social media post or an e-card. And I think it really comes down to the fact that they know that they've been... the sender's taken the time to pick a card, pick a verse, write it, and then send it, and it just makes them feel that much more special.
Yeah, no, I definitely can understand that, but where do you think you draw the line? Remember in primary school you would write a Christmas card for like every Tom, Dick and Harry in your class? Like, are you still thinking we need to be doing stuff like that?
Well, a lot of school children are still doing that, which is really lovely. So they still do that, and they still attach the candy cane, and that still gets passed around. And a lot of the local markets still have some wonderful handmade cards that are created locally as well.
Now, when you say sending a card, obviously, yeah, it will feel good that someone's gone to the effort to pick a card, send it to you. But do they have to write anything in it, or can we just do the like to, from, and leave the standard message in the middle?
Well, there's a card to cater for every need, I would say. Like, there's blank cards out there that if you're the sort of person that has a lot to say, then there's a blank card there. But then if you're the sort of person that would rather rely on the verse, then absolutely it is totally okay to say to so-and-so from so-and-so.
Okay. Well, look, all of the food for thought as we head into the Christmas season, we'll have to keep in mind. But Yulanid Stevenson from Henderson Greetings, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me, and Merry Christmas.